Saturday with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. Keep your text messages coming in to us on 51551 or WhatsApp us on 0870 32 32 32. Many of you have been texting us already. One says, lack of housing is a national emergency and needs to be treated as such. We did it during the COVID crisis and need to do it now. Another, could it nor be possible if appointing someone to lead housing activating body to get a competent person who is retired from a senior role to do the work pro bono? Interesting idea. Another, no problem with an activation office as recommended by Housing Commission, but please tell us, why does a highly paid public servant have to get other highly paid public servants, i.e. CEOs, do what they do? CEOs do what they are paid to do? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Thank you to all our text messengers there. We're going to go now to the issue of deportations, and staying with me are Gerry Buttermer, Fine Gael Minister of State, Sinn Féin's Oona Brin and Green Party leader Roderick O'Gorman. And listeners will have seen those headlines on Thursday where a second deportation flight departed Dublin for Tbilisi, returning 39 Georgian citizens to their home country, including 5 children. And it followed a first deportation flight to Georgia on February 27th last. And Georgia has been the country of origin for a large number of immigrants into Ireland in recent years. They're also a group that have been the subject of most deportation orders to date in 2025. And to find out more about the situation on the ground in Georgia and why there are thousands fleeing from there and attempting to claim asylum here, I've been speaking to Dennis Krivosheev, who is Amnesty International Deputy Director for Eastern Europe and Central Asia. And we caught up earlier and I began by asking him if Georgia is considered a safe country for those returning to it this week.
We would never use the term safe. My question is, safe for what? For returning people? Well, let's see. The government is targeting people, but it's not some marginal groups. There is a very serious human rights situation which is affecting a lot of people. We have just published our annual report where the Georgia chapter is a very sad chapter. We note mass decline in so many areas. There's a crackdown on the rights to freedom of expression, peaceful protest, assembly, etc. There's a host of legislation that was adapted right at the end of the year, and this hasn't stopped, with new and new undue restrictions being imposed. But worst of all, it's just lots and lots of people get targeted for opposing the government. There were many protests. People were targeted with abusive force by police en masse. There were arrests, there were detentions, and increasingly there is torture. So when these Georgians were sent home, well, I assume they must have spent quite some time in Ireland, and they're not returning to the country they left, and that country is much worse. So is it safe? No, I wouldn't say so.
The Irish government this week deported a group of Georgian citizens, the second group this year, 39 individuals, including 5 children. Would you have concerns for those 39 people, including 5 children, returning to Georgia this week?
It would be wrong of me to give a judgment on these people because I don't know their individual circumstances. But I am certainly very much concerned that a lot of people are being sent back, and I wonder whether the government has indeed considered on merit every case of every individual. So I can't say without further information whether they would all be at risk, but certainly the country they're being sent to is one where torture has suddenly become very widespread, where police enjoy impunity for using brutal force against people in the street, where you may be targeted just because you do not agree with the government or oppose the legislation it's proposing to pass, and where judges take decisions in very short hearings, and these are decisions to deprive people of their liberty. So I am very worried to hear about this.
We know with the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, here in Ireland this week, talked about how, you know, when deportation orders are issued and if people remain in the state unlawfully, hence we see these chartered flights being organised. And it should be said, the Minister made a point of saying this week that there are many members of the Georgian community here legally in Ireland. They contribute to the economy and society and they're welcome, and he thanked them. But we see then these deportation orders and the 39 citizens. And can you talk a little bit about what you know of the level of migration, the groups in particular that are being targeted, from those who have protested against the government to those maybe who are known for advocating on maybe gay rights. What do we know about women's rights in Georgia today?
To start with, I have no numbers on migration from Georgia, but I assume people are leaving, and more so now, because we are looking at a very serious, very fast downward trend in terms of human rights. But I do get a sense that many people are leaving. And I think where it comes to decisions on whether they can be safely sent back or not, very, very serious consideration needs to be given to this. And the government needs to look at the situation as it is now, not the country they left, but what it is and what is becoming. And in doing so, the first question it should ask itself, are these people at risk of very serious human rights violations, torture, unfair trials, imprisonment? And I assume in relation to many, that the answer would have to be yes, yes, as it's not a certainty, but the risk is there, because we see people being arrested en masse. We hear scores of stories of use of torture. Just at the end of last year, we published a report on events from November only. In that month alone, around 300 people were arrested by police during demonstrations that started peacefully but resulted in violence, which police started. And of those 300, most complained of torture. So that is the country that they're being sent back. And of course, their individual circumstances need to be considered very seriously. But then you ask me about specific groups. And rights of LGBTI people are facing very serious discrimination and violence in Georgia. Maybe not from the government, but certainly the context, the climate which the government has actively created is putting these people at risk. Women's rights is a massive problem in Georgia. Just as we speak, we're preparing a new publication on how women are targeted for political dissent. And I tell you, some stories are blood-chilling. We're talking about arbitrary arrest and stripping and all sorts of abuse. So no, not a country that I would term is safe to send people back to.
And so, as you described, Dennis, there's groups that are being targeted. There are those who protested against the government. Are a lot of people seeking potentially to leave Georgia just because then there's the societal reasons, there's the human rights reasons, but then there's economic reasons that they're leaving to seek a better life in other countries like Ireland?
I am sure that's certainly the case in many cases, and on those I can't comment. We look at human rights, we see concerns, we voice them. Just on the groups that are targeted, you don't need to be a protest in the street to face some of the very serious human rights violations. The government is targeting people at work, at home, for those who are known to be dissenting voices. They may be arrested without even joining any protest. Or there's this fairly new tactic whereby people get beaten up by known individuals. Now, whether they are plainclothes police or some thugs deployed by police or vigilante groups that decide they should support government in this way, we don't know. But we certainly have seen cases when a senior official or an influential politician would name someone as a problematic person, problematic in their view, and shortly after we see that person beaten up.
Dennis Krivosheev, Amnesty International Deputy Director for Eastern Europe and Central Asia there. Minister, you have been listening to that. You'll have heard the descriptions, the use of the word torture there on numerous occasions by Amnesty International, the extent of the human rights issues. Do you consider it a safe country, having listened to that? Do you accept there's reasons to be fearful for those who are deported back to Georgia this week?
Well, first of all, we're told that it is a safe country, and the deportations this week were one of last resort. As you know, there's a process that is undertaken. Wearing my LGBT hat, and as a former member of the OSCE Parliamentary Assembly who have been in Tbilisi, recognising that the Georgian Parliament has passed draconian measures in the end of last year, there are issues around some treatment of people, and it is a source of concern, especially when Georgia has applied for European Union membership. And in the case of the government, it is about us ensuring that we have a fair but firm and balanced immigration system. As you know, and as listeners know, if people want to move to Ireland, they do so in an appropriate way. We have benefited from migration as a country, and okay. people have been given a huge welcome here in our country. And the deportees last week were done as a last resort, because, you know, there's an extenuating process. But in terms of LGBT rights in Georgia, there is an issue that is a source of worry that many of us have raised, and I've met with groups over there, and I've articulated that to you in the past.
Roderick, this fell under your previous department as well. Do you think there is a place for deportations of this nature? Was the idea of these chartered flights something that was available to you as a lever, as an option in your time as minister?
Well, our international protection system is a detailed one. People have a first instance hearing and an appeal, the Refugee Appeal Tribunal, and potentially even going through the courts. And if the outcome of all of that is a decision that this person does not meet the criteria for international protection, they're asked to leave the country. And if they don't avail of that, in a system that's based on rules, it has to be open for a government to undertake a deportation. But that's because we have a system, a detailed and lengthy system. And I suppose my concern, one of the decisions that Minister Jim McCallum has made that I do have a concern about, is limiting the use of oral hearings at the Refugee Appeal Tribunal. Because when you're dealing with a person who might have had, you know, Jerry referenced LGBT plus people, someone who'd had a particular experience, someone whose English isn't good, deportation is at the end of a process where we know that process has been thorough. But what Minister O'Callaghan seems to be proposing now is actually limiting a really important part of that part.
The chartered flights piece that we saw again this week, I don't think there was much of that over the last like 5-6 years. Was that an option available to you, or is the system just not in a place to be able to do it?
Well, Minister McEntee, as Minister for Justice, had to put in the resources to speed up the processing of applications, because when the government came in 2020, we didn't have a system that was fit for purpose, neither on the accommodation side that my department addressed or on the application side. And the fact that we are now seeing more final decisions is as the result of the reforms that were brought in those years.
Do you think deportations of this nature are necessary?
Well, first of all, the rules have to be applied. If the public is to have confidence in our international protection system, then those rules must be enforced. But it's also really important to understand that just because a country is designated as safe, it's not necessarily safe for everyone. Dennis is right. For example, political dissidents, human rights activists, LGBTQI activists in Georgia face particular threats. And that's why we need an international protection system that, on the one hand, is compassionate, is human rights focused, that the resources are there to ensure that decisions are made in a timely manner, that is not currently the case. And then when somebody is granted international protection, they're supported to be integrated into society. But where somebody is refused and then refused on appeal, they do need to be safely returned to their country of origin. And of course, the government should be listening to what people on the ground are saying about changed circumstances. But the rules have to apply. And so long as the process is fair, is compassionate, is human rights based, then it also needs to be enforced. And my concern at the moment is that, like so many aspects of government policy, not enough resources into the processing times, no coherent accommodation strategy allowing small groups of people to profiteer, and decisions that aren't enforced. Okay. And those are all issues that the new minister has to address.
That is all we have time for. My thanks to Gerry Buttermer, Minister of State with Fine Gael, Roderick O'Gorman, Green Party leader, Eoin Ó Briain, Sinn Féin TD.